Okay, hello, and welcome to our new little podcast that we are calling Fictropology, at least for now. And it's all about fiction. That would be fan fiction. And I know there's a lot of people who talk about fan fiction all over the place, and it's discussed on blogs and discussion boards and all sorts of things. So we figured we should probably talk about it in a podcast too. Why not? So the basic idea is to talk about fan fiction from, I guess we would say, an anthropological standpoint, but really any academic analysis from the fields that talk about this sort of thing, so like media studies, communications, sociology, stuff like that, what they're studying or theorizing in relation to fan fiction, how we feel about what they say, and any other topics that might come out of reading one of their articles. So I know there seems to be a lot of articles out there, mostly introducing normal people to the world of fanfic, probably in the wake of Harry Potter and Twilight and now Fifty Shades of Grey, but we assume you all know what it is and don't need the intro spiel for the millionth time. So we're moving on to what the brainiacs are saying to see if it will give us something interesting to talk about. I hope it does. Okay. So, about the panelists. Right. Well, there should be four of us, but right now we just have three expert panelists, or not so expert.
Amateur panelists?
So daring young panelists on a flying trapeze?
There we go.
All right. So, I was just going to have everyone introduce themselves, give a little brief intro to your fandom background and talk about what or why you like to talk about fanfic. And I'll start the ball rolling by introducing myself. I write under the name Luconi. You can call me Lou if you want. I've been dabbling in fandom since, I guess it looks like about 2000, so 12 years now. And I don't think I began posting any of my writing until about 2004, and my earliest fandoms were probably Horatio Hornblower and Gundam Wing, and I've actually written the most stories for Gundam Wing out of all of the stuff, and then I've just dabbled here and there in other stuff. And let's see, I have a master's in anthropology, and why I like to talk about fan fiction, because it's so interesting on so many different levels. I like looking at it as a culture, and it's sort of a self-selecting culture, which makes it interesting. You're not just born into it, you choose to be there. And looking at the kind of behavior that is developed in that regard, and then I just enjoy the creativity of the writers and what they can do, and it's almost like a game to see how they've manipulated canon or not used canon or stuck things in to make things different and yet keep it the same. There's just so many clever things that people do and really brilliant ideas. And so it's just fun, obviously. And then I like to just sort of talk about why people write and why they write what they do and how what they write sort of reflects the fears and concerns and joys of just sort of ordinary society and how you can kind of see that reflected in the stories. I find that interesting too. So hopefully that's the kind of stuff we'll get to talk about, but we'll see what the other panelists want to talk about. So without further ado, we have Elanya.
I knew you were going to do that. All right, so my blurb, my prepared blurb is much shorter, but in any case, as you should already have figured out, my name is Elanya, although I actually mostly write under the name Measured Words. My experience with fandom is probably pretty atypical in that I started out my fanish life back in, oh god, we'll say 96, but in video game fandom, and I wasn't really aware that there was any sort of a bigger, broader fan society until much, 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 much later, like a good 10 years after that project. So even now, I tend to stick to obscure sort of non-existent fandoms, occasionally dipping my toes into bigger enterprises, and even then, I usually tend to play in the small corners of the sandbox, so, you know, ask me about my Star Trek reboot Romulan fic, yes. So I am a PhD student in anthropology. I actually specialize in historical maritime archaeology, which is completely irrelevant. I am fascinated by social theory sort of in general, and I'm really interested in both fandom community, as Lou was saying, and also possibly more relevant to this podcast, what fanish enterprises can tell us about people more broadly. So I guess the same sorts of things that she was talking about, but in a more condensed version.
Sounds much more erudite when you say it.
All right. And so that is me. And then I will introduce the third amigo in our current roster, who is Neri.
Yes, that's me. Yeah, so I write on AO3 under the name Neri, and I've been active in fandom for, I guess, probably around 10 years or coming up on 10 years. I started out in Song of Ice and Fire fandom, and that's really where I've done the most writing, but I've also sort of dabbled in Firefly and Battlestar Galactica and a few other places. And I guess I also write copious amounts of fiction for role-playing games, which is kind of a weird thing to say because it's kind of like original fiction, but kind of not. So anyway, I think that's an interesting gray area in fan fiction, is sort of fiction about characters created by other fans. And in my everyday life, I'm a librarian. I have a master's degree in medieval history, as well as my master's of library and information science. So I'm interested in fan communities, and particularly interested in how they organize their work and how they categorize it. I became a tag wrangler at AO3 basically so I could see how it worked from the inside, because I was fascinated by this fan-run archive and seeing the control that individual fans have over the way that their own writing is categorized and organized. So that's something that I'm interested in.
Super. Thank you very much, all of you. That sounds great, and hopefully we can find some interesting topics to talk about. It'll be tricky to try to stick to one topic, I think, but because I know we like to range all over the place. But I think we are first going to attempt to talk about the seminal work, shall we say, Textual Poachers by Henry Jenkins. Came out 20 years ago this year, so it's a good place to start. That's going to be coming up next, and then I also want to offer, I think at the end of each show, a recommendation from each of us for a story that you like, and it doesn't have to be brilliant or insightful or relate to the theme that we were talking about this episode. It could just be something that you just really like and just want to share with people. So I think that's the plan for now.
Yep, sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right, so for our first show, we will make recommendations. One a piece, and just sort of state quickly what it's about and why you like it. It could be from any fandom and for any reason you could like it. Should I start? Do you want me to start?
Go ahead.
Okay. So my recommendation is old school. It's been around for a long time, and it's from the Harry Potter fandom. It's kind of weird to think of that as old school because I was pretty old when it started coming out. But anyway, I picked one called Sublimation and the Snitch, Quidditch in Human Sexual Relationships. And it is by Sam Vimes, V-I-M-E-S. And it's on a bunch of different archives, I think. Mine is skyhawk.com, the link that I have. And it is a phony essay by Remus Lupin from when he was in school, his year seven thesis, and it's kind of hilarious and I love it. And he goes on, and so I think the thing I love about it is his voice is so true to the character, and then the world building itself is so perfect with the Harry Potter world, and then it also makes all these comments on actual human world history of sexual mores, and then there's all these little footnotes in there about how he wanted to go like do research himself at these archives, and his professor wouldn't let him, and he's making all these like I could have just gone in a day and been back, and so it kind of reminded me of being back in school, and also just the imagined world of expanding on the world of Harry Potter was brilliant, and then the characterizations were awesome. So it has a little bit of some slash issues, but it's not like it's not a graphic slash type thing. But I think there's some same-sex relationships discussed. But it's awesome, and you should totally read it. And that's my recommendation. Hope I wasn't talking too fast. All right, who wants to go next?
I volunteer, Neri.
Well, the story that I wanted to rec is called Splash by Violet Royale. It's posted on AO3, and it's mostly a Merlin story with some Auglaf crossover elements. Particularly, the premise of the story is that Merlin is cursed with cum sprites. And if you don't read Auglaf, which is a webcomic, cum sprites are little walking, talking ejaculations. And so this is an unfortunate affliction, and basically the premise of the story is that they have to find a way to cure Merlin. And it's kind of cracky and kind of hilarious and kind of sexy, and I thought it was really cute and fun. It was one of those stories where when I read it, it really made me think, you know, damn, I wish I had done that first. So that was why I liked it.
Yeah, I remember reading that too. It was very funny.
Yeah, you were the one who pointed it out to me first, I think.
Yes, well, it did seem right up your alley. So
I will have to check that one out.
All right. Okay. I'm going to interrupt then. Ha!
Ha!
So my recommendation, since I think that Neri was done. Yes. Yes. Okay. Is for a story called Avengers Assemble by Isabear. And this is something that I think came to me through the AO3 Tag Wranglers list, because I'm a volunteer with them, that somebody basically saw that the author, Isabear, had put together a poem based, or using rather, the tags that people have used to tag the stories in the Avengers fandom on the archive of our own archive. So it's just using like some of the really cracky tags, because the way the tag system works, people can make up whatever tags that they want to put on their stories. And so some of them are really kind of just random and wacky. And so the author just took them all and put them into a poem form that actually flows fairly well, and it's hilarious. And even her summary and her notes use tags, and they all reference back to the stories that use them, I think.
I think they're all Avengers tags too, right? They're specifically
yes, and they're
from
all from
Avengers
the Avengers.
Stories.
Yeah, from the Avengers thing. So it's, I just thought it was really clever, and it really worked very well, and just the concept itself was hilarious. So I think everyone should give that a read if you are either into Avengers, into or an archive user at all. I think you'll probably find it pretty entertaining.
I agree. I thought it was hilarious. All right. Well, super. All right. So we've made it through our first round of recommendations and our first, I guess, our first episode. So, yay! There was much rejoicing. Let's go get some shawarma.
I wish.
Yes, I could use that right now, too. So I guess that's it. And tune in next time, we hope, for a discussion of Henry Jenkins' Textual Poachers. All right. Thanks.